Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on February 19th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Keith Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about political talks in Zimbabwe and possibilities of a unity government.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. And Gibbs, I want to take this opportunity to remind our listeners that actually today is February the 15th, 2019.
Yes, perfectly. That's very perfect. And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we're talking about calls for peace and unity in Zimbabwe.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa has called for peace and unity in Zimbabwe, saying the country needs unity in order to succeed. Mnangagwa did not elaborate on the unity he is looking for after dismissing earlier calls for talks with Nelson Chamisa of the MDC. Two meetings have so far been held in Harare in an attempt to forge dialogue following public protests last month over the high cost of living and other issues.
Former President Robert Mugabe formed a unity government with the MDC formations in 2009 following historic hyperinflation in Zimbabwe. In 1987, Mugabe formed a unity government with then-ZAPU leader Joshua Nkomo, following a civil strife that resulted in the killing of thousands of people by state security agents in the Matabeleland and Midlands provinces.
Mnangagwa's current call for peace and unity comes at a time when Chamisa and Mnangagwa himself attended separate meetings, one held at State House and another convened by churches in the country's capital city. Is Mnangagwa exploring ways of forming a unity government with Chamisa alone? Will Chamisa hold any talks with Mnangagwa and cobble a unity agreement when he does not recognize him as president of Zimbabwe? But you know, Gibbs, we have sad news in Zimbabwe.
Yes, yes.
Those miners who were trapped in two shaft mines in Kadoma battlefields area. Yes, we are praying together with their families. We have them in our prayers.
That's right. And
yes,
they just perished in those mine shafts, and it was not protected at all.
Yes.
So it's really, it's now a national disaster.
And the government has declared it a national disaster. Mm-hmm. We heard that President Mnangagwa announced that each victim will get $1,000 and a blanket going towards their burial. Yes.
Hayi kunjalo ke khona ngale battlefields kula bantu abafileyo phela. Bagqitshelwe emgodini labade begqibha khona singazuthi bembali khona ngale. Kodwa kwenzani ke besembi golide lokunye okutshiyeneyo. Sikhala silabo sibili imuli zabo lezo. Kodwa ke umqoka kakhulu namhlanje sixoxa ngakho yilokho okukhulunywa ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Othi uyacela sibili kakhulu ukuthi kube lokuthula njalo kube lokuhlala kube lenhlala kahle elizweni leZimbabwe. Njalo lokuthi abantu babone ukuthi bengenzani ukuze belungise ilizwe labo. Ilizwe phela ngelabo athi elakhe. Uthe uyavumela ukuthi abantu beprotest emgwaqweni bagijime beze bakufunayo. Kodwa siyabona ke kwaba labantu jonga ababuleweyo beprotesta begijima besenza konke lokho. So ke singazi ukuthi inkulumo ezingaba khona kambe umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ukuthi angahlala phansi lo mnumzana uMnangagwa bakhulume kube lo hulumende womanyano asikwazi konke lokho jonga. Ngoba uChamisa uthi uMnangagwa so president.
Pachivano Gibbs pane mashoko anonzi ukati haivhiwi mumwe akati haivhiwi hapana chinogadziriswa. Saka mazuva apera tainzwa vese vatungamiri vemapato avari vaviri vairamba kuti hafana kunge pachisangano.
Yeah.
Asi tiri kuzoona kuti nhaurirano dzinenge dzakutanga kutora nhano dzekutanga first steps.
Yeah.
Takaona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachidaidza mapato ezvematongerwo enyika vakakwikwidza musarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika. Asi vachamisa veMDC Nelson Chamisa mutungamiri weMDC havana kuenda kumusangano ikoko. Zvikonzero zvanga zviri zvokuti vaiti aiwa musangano wakadaro wekuti pange pachiiswa nhaurirano munyika unofanira kukokerwa nemunhu akazvimirira asina divi raakarerekera kuchiitirwa kune imwe nzvimbo isiri kustate house. Takaonawo mune ramangwana wacho mutungamiri wenyika vaemasemunangagwa havana kuzoendawo kune imwe musangano wakakokerwa nevemakereke asi vakanga vakamirirwa ikoko negurukota rezvekutongwa kwekudzivirirwa kwenyika uye varivo mutingati sachigaro wezano PF amaiwo pamuchinguri kashiri nevamwe makurukota ehurumende nevamwewo nhengo dzezano PF vakanga vari kumusangano ikoko. Saka neimwe nzira tinoti vamunangagwa vakapinda musangano iwo wemakereke asi kune musangano wakaitwa kustate house vachamisa kwava kusina anga akavamirira. Saka nyaya iripo ndeyekuti vakawanda vari kuona kunga kuti matambudziko ari munyika agadziriswe kunofanira kunge kuchiitwa nhaurirano asi nhaurirano idzodzo dziri kunyanyo fokasa kana kunangana nevanhu vaviri vamunangagwa navachamisa. Saka ndopatiri kuti nhasi tinzwewo pfungwa dzenyu vateereri nevatariri kuti zvingaitwa sei tingaona here vaviri ava vachizotarisana nekuti mukukandirana kandirana kwavari kuita mumwe ari kuti tanga wandirega paita vakabatana pahuro apa mumwe ari kuti tanga wandiregedza kuti ndikuregerewo iwe uyu ari kutaiwa tanga
wandiregeraoaiaaiokuti tira jecha kubva kutondokazi
kudira jecha
inde kutenda vati
kudira jecha si zvatinoita
karone keke so
yes wouya zvako wongosvikudira jecha ipapo. Kasi kazhinji zvinonyanyoitwa kana munhu akanga atsamwiswa anyimwa chii
yakuti anotira jecha
nekuti tiri kurangarira rimwe gore yaive nguva yeindependence mabiko eindependence kumaearly 80s amenoti wanga wakura zvakadii
adainachembera
saka kwakauyiswa chibuku madhiramu nemadhiramu echibuku saka vanhurume vaitsikirirana kuti vange vachitora chibuku iyo zvakaita kuti madzimai akandwe kunze nenyaya yepuresha saka vamwe amai vakangobvisa dhuku ravanga vakasungwa vachibva vangorikandawo mugomo imomo
badira
jecha.
Now I think we've got our two guests already on the line. The first one is Mr. Frank Kuni of ZANU PF, is based in Washington. Mr. Kuni, good evening and welcome to the program, but good afternoon here in Washington.
Good afternoon, Comrade Gibbs, and good afternoon, listeners.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Comrade Jenga.
Thank you so much.
And we've got Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, the MTC presidential spokesperson. He's in UK. Dr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Tonga. Maybe you can start there.
Ndotanga hangu nekubvunza kuna Dr. Nguni kuti tiri kuona mutungamiri webato renyu vari mutungamiri wenyika zvakare vaemarson munangagwa vanenge vaakurerekera kuti nyika inge ichiitwa nhaurirano. Chatisiri kuziva ndechekuti mushure memisangano weafrican union kuchadaidzirwa here dzimwe nhaurirano, nokuti vamwe vaiona sekunge misangano yakaitwa yanga yakanangana nekuti pawanikwe chekutaura kumusangano weafrican union. Asi tiri kuona kuti vamunangagwa vaakurerekera kunhaurirano. Zvinove zvanga zvichigara zvichitaurwa navachamisa kubvira kwekutanga kuti ngapataurirane pagadzirisano. Vaguni, munoona here imi zvichizoita kuti vaviri havazogarisana pasi vataurirane? Nokuti ndo pane nyaya ipapa apa, ndo pari kuti nevana vezimbabwe ngapagadzirisanwe vagare pasi.
Aiwa, tinoona zvichibudirira. Chekutanga regai ndinyatsoujekesa kuti nhaurirano dzanga dzisingaitirwe musangano weafrican union, nhaurirano dzakaitikwa dzanga dziri dzekuvaka hwaro hwekuti tizovane inonzi national dialogue, kana kuti vese vane chekuita nekubudirira kwenyika, vangava vemadzishe, vangava vemadzikereke, vangava vezvematongerwo enyika, tibatane pamwe chete toita dare redu rekugadzira gwara rekuti nyika iri kuenda kupi, uye tese tingabatsirane sei kuti nyika ibudirire. Gaindidzokerere zvakare kuti vamunangagwa ndivo vakatanga musi wavagadzwa chaiwo, vakadeedzera kuti vanhu vese ngavauye tibatane tivake nyika yedu. Vakataura ivo kuti vaburitsa maoko avo kuna vachamisa, kune vamwe vese vezvematongerwo enyika kuti ngatibatanei kuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi. Vamunangagwa ndo vakatotanga kutaura shoko iroro, ndo pavakamira nari nhasi. Saka uye kuti ndikumikidze zvakare kuti nhaurirano hadzingori dzakanangana navachamisa navamunangagwa. Nhaurirano dzakanangana nevana vese veZimbabwe, nekuti Zimbabwe yakakura kupfuura vamunangagwa navachamisa vari vaviri. Havasirivo vanodefina kana kuti vanoita kuti Zimbabwe iende mberi. Zimbabwe inoenda mberi nekuda kwevana veZimbabwe. Ndo saka tiri kuti munhu wese ngatiisei musoro pamwe chete, tione kuti nyika yedu ibudirire
ipapo Dr. Guni ndikubatei muromo Dr. Guni ipapo kuti hongu muri kuti nhaurirano dzakanangana nevana vese veZimbabwe asi vaviri ava vakanga vasiri munhaurirano kunogona kuita vanhu 100,000 vanopinda munhaurirano asi mumwe wevaviri ava kanakanga asiri kupinda munhaurirano handifungo iri pane chinobuda mutambo usina bhobhu unenge watambwa ipapo.
That remains to be seen. Tanga kutaurirana iye zvinezvi asi shuviro yedu isise ZANU-PF ndeyekuti ivo vachamisa nevamwe vavo ngavauye tigare pasi tiumbe dare renyika kuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi. Chinangwa cheZANU-PF hatiri chekuti tisiye vamwe vana veZimbabwe. Aiwa, chinangwa cheZANU-PF nechinangwa chavamunangagwa ndechekuti tese ngatibatanei maoko tifambire mberi, nyika yedu iende mberi, munyika medu muve nerunyararo, nyika yedu ive nebudiriro, muve nepundutso yeupfumi hwenyika, tingovavo vanhu pane dzimwe nyika.
Thank you so much, Dr. Guni. He's saying his party and President Mnangagwa are ready for talks and they are inviting MDC President Advocate Nelson Chamisa to come to the talks because this is a national dialogue. It should not be focusing on Advocate Chamisa and President Mnangagwa only, but all the stakeholders.
Now, Dr. Spanda, briefly in English, so do you see any value in sitting down with the president since you don't recognize him as the president of Zimbabwe? What is the starting point here?
Well, look, the starting point is that we are talking about the legitimacy of the presidency, and therefore people should not behave like small kids and ask for recognition before the talks. The talks are about that recognition. The talks are about establishing a national agreement about whether or not we have a legitimate government. And so I don't know what the talks would be about if before you even have the talks, you have got to accept the results. I mean, look, you don't go into a match with Manchester United already leading 2-0 unless you are doing a return match. And this is not. We're talking about beginning our talks. I think we've got to be mature about this. It is absolutely irresponsible for anybody and immature for anybody to think about talks as something that you do in order to please a person's ego. Asking for President Chamisa to give legitimacy before the talk is just about massaging people's egos. And the comment from ZANU-PF is right. It is not about whether or not President Mnangagwa feels very happy about what President Chamisa says. It is not about whether or not President Mnangagwa feels that feels big enough to be president. This is why he should also be advised that he cannot be calling for talks when his position is disputed. And the talks must be an agreement by all parties in terms of their structure, the people who attend, the venue, and everything else. If we are being genuine and if we want to move this country forward, the problem is that these people, and I know that all Zimbabweans of all stripes, understand what negotiations are, what talks are. Talks are about bringing people who are in disagreement. And in order to do that, the first thing you need is someone neutral. If it's children in the house, you must have a parent who comes in. If it's children in the playground in school, you have a teacher who comes in and says, guys, let's talk. That is important. And we must operate like that, like normal human beings, and not and stop trying to recreate the wheel. We know how negotiations or how dialogue is held. It must have a facilitator.
Yes, yeah, so let's just 1 minute. Let's go back to the Pongucherera Pesgo.
Kakwaziwa esintwini lokho njalo bakaziwa eba
ebantwini emhlabeni wonke jikelele.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke there's a caller.
Namtereri. Hello. Hello.
Tong Mike.
Hello, ndikuzwai.
Ndimkoma Mike ra.
Eh ndivavo chaivo.
Pindai muchirongwa mukoma.
Eh ndinopinda ndinoti maita basa pazvara nhasi makorokoto mamboti batawo ndinanga ndichikumbira kuti nhaurirano dzakakosha kana dzichitwa in good faith nyaya inoshupa ndekuti hamunangagwa munhu anongotaura zvinhu zvekunyepa nekuti izvezvi nhaurirano idzidzi dza long overdue chavaimbura tadza kudziita panguva yese ichi vakaona kuti zvavaida zvavaifungira kuti zvinoitika hazviitiki iyezvo vakudzoka vakuona kuti avakomana ava vane direction vakuda kutanga kudzoka futi kwavari kuti ngatitaurirane ko ivo vaimbodii kuvadana panguva yese vakaona kuti vakaachivha nyaya yavo yokubira sarudzo but now iyezvino vakuita sevane pekubhesi rekuti nekuti takahwina sarudzo saka chouya titaurirane iam open for talks with everyone asi hazvisizvo ivo vanonyatsoziva kuti is a total failure pazvinhu zvavo zvese zvavari kuita saka kwakuda kutsvaka utano mugate kuti chuya itibatsirane zvinhu zviendeke mberi ivo vakaona kuti he has not moved even a single stride in order to achieve success havana kana chimwe chavakabata mukati memaoko avo since last year but one pavakagombira utungamiriri kuna vamugabe ivo vaakuti zvino nhasi chiuyai mangwana chiuyai asi ivo vanje ndo vari kudya vanhu zvingaita here kuti isusu tiri kupera nebereberi roti chiuyai titaurirane nekuti ndakaona kuti ringi ratiguta
Mirai rambai muri parunhare mukoma Mike tipe mukana vaguni kana vachida kupindurai vaguni mune zvekupindura here kuna mukoma Mike
vanhu ngavasara tikagwara uye tisapedza nguva tichitaura zvinhu zvisina maturo nyaya iri panapa ndeyekuti vamunangagwa ndivo mutungamiriri wenyika akasarudzwa nevanhu ndivo president wezimbabwe zvataurwa nadr Nguyelego Sivanda with all due respect zvinhu zvisina maturo we are not having negotiations to look at legitimacy the question of legitimacy is a settled matter at law hatisi kutarisa kuti anofanira kutungamirira zimbabwe ndiani zvakatopfuura izvi tiri kutarisa kuti zimbabwe yoenda mberi sei there is one president in zimbabwe we are not really mitigating the question of the presidents of zimbabwe we are looking at how can we work together for Zimbabwe to move forward, to transform Zimbabwe's economy, to have peace, law and order and tranquility in our country. That's what we are looking at.
The caller maybe, Mike.
Yes, I'm coming, Mike.
Enrico Zimbabwe, I'm going to say, Mashoko Akanaka, they achieved one of but the weakness, in fact, that is no weakness, but my theory, awo iwo wanawa guni nevanu, iwa wove zampiyesu wa chinjwaki. They are not a source of democracy, but they are a source of lying, talking every day about democracy, but they don't want to talk.
What
exactly
are you referring to?
What is democracy? And there is nothing that is to be done. Saka vongoti vosimbirira nenyaya yekuti vamunangagwa ndo president wenyika asi he has done virtually nothing to stop people from being abused by his wings the army ne police saka matoko acho totarisa pasi vamwe vachiurawa uku vamwe vachinzwira itaurira
thank you so much mukoma ndofunga vachange vachiziya nyaya yenyu ipo pano padariro Dr. Frank Guni na Dr. Nkululeko Sivanda vachanga vachiziya nyaya iyoyo tinotenda mukoma Mike Gibbs the caller says dialogue is very important when it's undertaken in good faith but he thinks the president or president Emmerson Mnangagwa is not doing it in good faith he says why was he not ready to or willing to come to the
top
but now he's on the way on the front calling for the talks
yes we've got some people that are following us on Facebook and one of them is Mofu David Mutuere he says CCC mustn't talk to these people no ways Noel Maposa says I love Studio 7 live Monday to Friday I'm watching you guys from Kweru Pablo says CCC and then I've got Finiel Mswapuri Moyo who's just clapping at maybe what we're saying so maybe people out there if you are on Facebook show us some heights and show us some likes so that maybe you're showing us that you're there.
Yeah, there.
So then we've got Terry who says, see, see, see. Then kundebele lapha ke Slovichini yamachebo kuzobuye ke uMajamela Ngeleza usekhile kuzobuye ke uLloyd Woto uNdlovu uthi lami ngkhona uSteven Kumbuzi Malaba la uthi umsakazile njani siphika kakhulu ke mfowethu uFelix Gatsi uthi volume yethu ngwazani iphansi kancane singazise ikhangela kodwa ukuthi kume njani Persuadence Eland uthi silalele Dube bese umthembisa ukuthi sizamfonela so sicela usithumeze inamba yakho Persuadence khona manje ukuze sikufonele yeye kunjalo ke siye kubaba uNkululeko uSpanda. So baba Spanda, nxa sisikhangela kuyo phambili lapha I think you heard very clearly lapha ekhuluma umnumzana uGune sithi lokho kwelegitimacy sokwadlula madoda asilungiseni okwelizwe leZimbabwe okweunity kumbe nxa kubunjwa kubunjwayo akunjalo ukuthi kungenziwa khona okuthi hayi madoda asikhohlweni siye phambili.
Look, I think we have to correct some of these fallacies that our friends in ZANU-PF tend to continue to have, and the fallacies that have destroyed our country for a very long time. The question of these discussions, dialogue, whatever you want to call them, only arises if you are saying that Mnangagwa is failing and therefore needs some assistance. Okay? And we are being nice to Mnangagwa here. We are saying, Mr. Mnangagwa, you are probably not failing, you are simply illegitimate. Okay, and if he wants to accept that he's a total failure and is failing to run our country, let him do so through ZANU-PF, through their own accord. We are being nice to him because we don't like him calling people names, terrible failures. But of course, if he wants to call himself that, if ZANU-PF wants to call him a failure, then we would say that. But look, the question of legitimacy, as the good doctor raises, is not necessarily about the law, because The courts themselves may act illegitimate under an illegitimate system. This is not a question of the law. It's a question of politics. The president, no one doubts or questions that Mnangagwa is, by operation of inappropriate laws, president of Zimbabwe, is by manner of a coup that started in 2017, president of Zimbabwe and signed as such.
Mm-hmm.
What we are saying is, that presidency cannot work and does not work and is inefficient. Mr. Mnangagwa is running a country in which 17 people get killed by military forces. And by any standard on earth, such a president is unable to run the country. Mr. Mnangagwa is ineffectively running the country. No one has run the country as badly as Mnangagwa has done. Because even when people were killed under Mugabe, he at least accepted that he was responsible and therefore agreed at several points, several times, to go into dialogue in order to gain legitimacy. Mr. Mnangagwa hasn't understood, and in political terms, he's still in kindergarten class, where he needs to be told that legitimacy matters and it doesn't matter where what he does and where he goes. Right now, Israel Zitarakuno. They want to go and talk to anyone and everyone and call it national dialogue. Hmm. The problem, the fundamental problem with that, is that he will not gain legitimacy through that process. And therefore will continue to be a perfect example of total utter failure. And that is what we are saying. We are saying if he has anything that is testament like in him and in his heart, he must begin to understand very clearly that we need Zimbabwe to be successful. And that success is what President Chamisa has been calling for before the elections, during the elections, and after the elections. He was the first person to call Mnangagwa to the table, even as we are going to the elections. Akatiye, we have to tell Rane Kutite my elections are not for legitimacy either. Iwo kana uka wina, kana utindika wina. Zika manya kuhera kuna utawara, vata Chamisa wati ndiyo kuna utawara, nao, nukuti chichi. That was immaturity, and he continues to be politically immature.
Yes, I was a colleague, I was a doctor Spanda, a poet, a monk of Melanga Kokanya, Ukele in Dawyonke, a Zangayas in Twenzai. He go to a Pindu of Kuluma Luti, Ekonoguti, Amakot, Akuluma, going to Titondava. I had to lie with Tulayo. Where can you put him to Tondava and Kona Lo? Unano Sevens and Engine I see you. So end the only I see you was of Kitchen is Nomo. Sinuma sankona asisebenzi ngoba kaye ongazami kuyahlupha so ke sike sizwe sizokuthiwa kule khola econgweni silo baba uapostle Midian Dube baba Dube ungawutshona njani
utshonile Dube kunjani
hayi siyaphila kakhulu kunjani kona lapha eJosi
hayi right nani kuyabanda ke nani bekunet
ye akuthi ukuthi udaba lolu lubona njani
ayi udaba lolu dibe yazi lezindima angazi ukuthi ngatizele yena upresident angathi enguye onendaba yokuthuma amasothi ukuthi ahlukulize abantu bavalelwe bengalamacala abanye kabakayo ekhothi kodwa besethi kakuhlalwe phansi likhulunywe khulunywa njani kule team yebhora engadlala izirefulele iphinde iziphothe izenze konke nxa kuzakhulunywa kudingeka ukuthi bebe nomuntu ozoba ngukhonvina bebe nofacilitator ozaba neutral ongasozathathe hlangothi lukajamisa noma olukamnangabo now siyababona nabo ukuthi abahambile baya kuthi bona bayathoma ukukhulumisana lo mnangaba bamele bani ngoba nxa sesikhuluma iqiniso abazange bathola anything engabenza bamele abantu bezimbabwe so umuntu okumele ukhulume ngaye jamisa ole constituent ayimeleyo kona abantu abamele but kukhulunywa njani singavuma thinithi kukhulunywa izihlobo zethu zisegele singavuma ukuthi kukhulunywa izihlobo zethu zabulawa kelwanga sesibuyela phela kwinto yegugrawundi ukuthi kwathiwa kayilale ngenxeba kwakuyini umzuzu wamawukuhlanya la namuhla yahlala kunjalo asingeke siphinde sibuyele kuleyo ndawo nxa kuzakhulunywa makulungiswa izinto kuqala avume umnankabo ukuthi uphambanisile kathesi emalangeni adileyo sibona kuthiwa uValerius Banda utshela umajistrate ukuthi banganiki abantu laba abavalelweyo ibail yona imithethwa ndaba yethu kutho ukuthi vele iyonakele esingathi ngesilungu i-captured okhetha izinto kwi-justice system yi-army izinto kwi-governance yi-army so amasotha kumele abuyele emabharakini amapholisa abe yiwo abheke ukuthula ezweni ngaphandle kuze kube njalo kanto ezohamba
nanaye
ngakhuluma nalaba akhuluma labo kulanto ezokuthutha ngoba abantu abayibo abaqakatheke kakhulu i-MTC nababanje ezekondo laba abanye ama-stakeholders woni nosantu bakhe laba abaze dingela ukuzinansi estadiaus ukuthi bekhuluma lama-opposition
hhayi siyakuzwa kuhle kakhulu apostle Midian dube sibongele kakhulu ba so all what he's saying is that Mr. Mnangagwa cannot be a ref, a coach, and a linesman at the same time,
and maybe two
assistant
managers.
Ref, and you know everything. So he says you need a mediator, a person who will actually mediate and say that things are going right. So he says at the end of the day, there is need, of course, for him to talk to Mr. Chamisa, but then there's an issue of people that were killed. There's an issue of people that are still in jail today. How do you talk or go forward when those people are still in jail? And he says, it seems as if Zimbabwe is going back to the Kukurawundi area, where people were killed, then there was a semi-apology, and nothing happened thereafter. So he says, even the courts appear to be captured. So if the courts are captured and everything is just being run by soldiers, there's nothing that can go right.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, soldiers should go back to the barracks, and police should do their job of maintaining law and order.
That's good.
So maybe yes.
Yes,
so
we have Tinamutereri vagwaradzimba. Makadi vagwaradzimba.
Tiripo magadiko Shamararo Studio 7.
Aiva tirova penyu muri kupi vagwaradzimba?
Kumasvingo kwamushandike.
Masvingo nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa tipeyo pfungwa dzenyu ikoko tobva tangozva kuti aiwa masvingo yakosora.
Alright, tatenda. Chokutanga ndoda kumurosa vankurule kuswanda. Na Dr. Guni zvauti ngava morosa atidi kuchiite sokuti havasiwo kwedu asi pfungwa dzangu dzakamira kudai tikatarira chimiro chaita nyika yedu history yedu inotiudza kuti ZANU-PF ndofunga yatova netsika yokuti vanhu vemuzimbabwe ndofunga ndakambotaura nyaya iyi kuti inotora vanhu vemuzimbabwe not as citizens but as subjects and objects. Ndichidaro mukatara kuti after my elections in 1980 kubva muna 83 vanhu vakaurawa nekukurawundi takazvuya nyaya nhaurira nasure kokunge vanhu vavurawa kureva kuti chekutanga inofanira kutanga yakurovai kuti musubmite to their demand nokuti vanhu vakapondwa ma 83 nenguva yekukura hondo takazoitwa nyaya yeunity accord tichibva ipapo tikaenda 2008 foot the same vanhu vakatanga vavurawa over 200 vanhu veopposition vemdc ndokuzoita hurumende yomubatanidzwa izvezvi futi vanhu vakaurawa musi wa1 August todzokera so recently vanhu about 17 vari kunzi vakaurawa kwakutaurwa nyaya yekutaurirana saka chiripo chaiyo chaita ndechekuti ivo vaakumaintaina pesi yokuti tinofanira kutanga tava tashungurudza vanhu ava kuti vagozotenda zvatinota izvi ndoona sokuti nhaurirano dzakadaro hadzibatsiri vana vemuzimbabwe
ndinofunga kuti musati maenda vagwara zimba ndopa vaguni mukana wekuti vambopindura nokuti pari kupomerwa apa mataura yemi kuti inenge yato muririro weshiri yezanu pf kuti pasati paitwa nhaurirano dzemubatanidzwa panofanira tanga pambodeurwa ropa kana kuurayiwa kwevanhu vaguni
ndizvoso
maita zvakanaka vakandemiri vagwara zimba tinokutendai chaizvo asi regai ndiijekese kuti ngatinanganei nenyaya iri mudariro tikabatsana tikadzamba pese pese hapana chatinobuda nacho nhaurirano dzatiri kutarisa idzi hadzisi kutarisa kuti vanhu vakazorohwa kwakazoitwa mamachi kwakapunzwa zvinhu aiwa inhaurirano dzekuti nyika iende mberi takanangana nezvinhu zvitatu chekutanga ndechekuti munyika menu muve nerunyararo munyika menu muve nevanhu vanotevedzera mutemo chechipiri ndechekuti upfumi hwenyika huvandudzwe huende mberi vese vane pfungwa dzavainadzo kuti maindastiri yedu amuke vanhu vawane mabasa nyika yenu ive neupfumi hwakabudirira ndo zvatiri kutarisa chechitatu purezidendi munangagwa nezanu p f takaisa inonzi division 2030 ajenda iripo yokuti kwakatarisa nyika ndekupi saka tiri kuti mwana wese wezimbabwe ndo kuri kuenda zimbabwe uku iwe kana uine zvauri kunga kuti unokwanisa kuita kuti tisvike ikoko chitipawo mazano avo kana kuti paunoda kubatsirwa kuti pfungwa dzako dziende mberi nedzipi hatisi kudzamba dzamba tichibata nyaya dzese hadzi ndichida kuvapindura zvekare kuti hurumende haida kungomuka ichitanga kuisa masoja mumigwagwa uku kwakutoedza kuti munyika muve nerunyararo vanhu vakapinda mumugwagwa vakapwanya zvinhu vakauraya vanhu vakapfunza zvinhu zvehurumende vakapfunza kunoitira mabasa mapurisa zvinhu zvino zvakanyangana izvozvo zvatisingayemuri asi haisiriyo nyaya yenhaurirano nhaurirano dzatiri kuita idzi hazvinei nezvimwe zvese izvi hongu ibasa rehurumende kuti munyika muve nerunyararo muve nekugara zvakanaka asi haniyo nyaya iri mudariro nyaya iri mudariro ndeyekuti vanoita zvematongerwo enyika madzishe enu vemakereke toisa misoro pamwe chete tichitarisa zvinhu zvitatu zvandatarisa kuti nyika yenu iende mberi tisingafurirwe nevamwe vanhu vekunze u
Thank you so much, Mr. Guni. Thank you so much, Mr. Gwarazimba. I hope
Ngoti,
dimurai nokuti vatereri vamwe vakatomirira izvo.
Mazvita vaguni ndiri kuvanza but muchisimbu ndiri kuti vari kuda kumanikidzira kuti tirape chirwere tisingarapi masymptoms because nyaya ndataura ini ndeyekuti zvinenge zvambotangireti kusvika taenda kunhaurirano kureva kuti vana vezimbabwe kana pava pasina zvese zvekushungurudzwa kwevanhu nokuti ine sarudzo dzichiitwa zvakanaka ndo zvinokonzera kupedzisira pava kutaurwa nhaurirano kunge vanhu vashungurudziwa
Thank you so much, Gwarazimba. Mr. Gwarazimba is saying that it's now like a trend that before any dialogue,
there's some kind of fights
and killings. He gave examples of the 80s, before the unity government of 1987, there were the Gukurahundi killings, and in 2008, before the unity, the unity government in 2009, there were violence that saw over 200 people being killed in 2007, 2008. And he's saying the same is repeating itself now, and we are looking at another national dialogue. But Dr. Guni said that's not the issue we are discussing here. We are looking at how best can Zimbabwe's problems be addressed. I think we have Mr. Percy Kumalo.
Yeah, Baba Kumalo, kunjani?
Yebo, ngiyakuzwa baba.
Yeah. Baba Khumalo, akusho ukuthi wena ubona njani konoku umnanga ukuthi kumele phelelizweni kube lokuthula njalo lokubambana elizweni leZimbabwe. Pho kuyiwa phambili kumele kwenziweni kuze kube khona konoku.
Yati siyaphisa kakhulu ukuthi kube nokuthula nokubambana but okwakuqala besifisa ukuthi siqale sikhulule bonke abantu ababojiweyo ngenxa yamacala abangenzanga yona igovernment iyehlulekileyo. Igovernment yethu le iyasincindezela, angekho ibize umkhokheli wabantu ukuthi kube nokukhulumisana bona abantu babojiwe.
Okunye ke
so ukubona kwami sekuphathele ngaphansi komkhokheli weZANU PF and nayo iyazi iZANU ukuthi abantu abayivotelanga. So kungakho bebiza umnumzana Smitha ukuthi bakhulumisane naye, but sine sikudingayo siyacela ukuthi uThamisa angasihlenisi. Ma bengavumanga konke lokhu uThamisa otakwenziwe ngono babuse bebodwa bahlule nje kuze kufike ukhetho, izimisele ukukumela lokho ngoba kuze kuyefika lolo khetho ivelele siyazi.
Ye pho kuyo phambili ubona ngazani kungamelelwa olunye ukhetho phela abantu bazebule indlala phela baba Khumalo.
Ya khona siyazi impela bazebule indlala vele kungasikhupha yini ngoba nanku ukuthi siya demonstrator siyaphela amalungelo ethu vele kuyafana nokuthi sikile kunokuthi sithenge umkhokheli wethu ayesakelwa noma abulawe ngezinye indlela nababulali. Siyabazwa abuqala yena akahlakaniphe engasondele ematafuleni abo ngaphandle baze balungise konke lokhu MDC ekhala ngakho ngoba siyakwazi abantwana beZimbabwe savotela yona abezani phekwanamangavele.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Khumalo, ube lempela fike enhle mfowethu.
Siyabonga kakhulu
ukuhlonelwa sithi. Siyabonga kakhulu ke ubaba Khumalo. What Mr. Khumalo is saying is that before anything else happens, there's need to free all political prisoners. So he says people tried to show the government that something was going wrong in their country, and then some people were killed. So he says, but talking to ZANU-PF is a waste of time. Chamisa shouldn't do it because he himself actually says he voted for Chamisa together with millions of other people. So he says, in that case, let ZANU-PF rule until it collapses on its own or something happens to it. So he says, stay with your with your power and we'll stay with our Chavez.
Oh.
That's exactly how he puts it.
But that will put many people's lives in danger because things are not okay in Zimbabwe at the moment.
Maybe Dr. Spanda can actually chip in then.
Yes.
Dr. Spanda, briefly, can you chip in? You had your caller here saying, you know what, let ZANU-PF rule until it collapses on its own or something happens to ZANU-PF. So, do you buy that kind of idea?
Look, the caller was very clear. And this is what is amazing about this country. People have gone through so much, and they're very clear-eyed about politics and the direction we're taking. The caller was very clear that, look, either way, ZANU-PF is killing us. If we let ZANU-PF get its way, look at the simple shenanigans about attempting to have talks with everyone and anyone that Mr. Mnangagwa can come across when the dispute, even the one that they keep referring to that went to the Constitutional Court, was between Mnangagwa and President Nelson Chamisa. Now, they are doing that in order to simply placate. You can tell from their behavior. So because we are in that situation where Mnangagwa is clearly indicating that he hasn't understood the basic things that everybody understands, maybe if he doesn't want to talk about, and you can hear Dr. Gumi continuously saying, every issue is off the table. What is on the table is that he's trying to call political parties so that they can give him money to run the economy and be corrupt. It sounds as if that's what they're asking for. They want people to come and give them money, solve the economy. If there are no problems, why do we need the dialogue? We need dialogue because there are problems. We need dialogue because people are being killed. We need dialogue because there is illegitimacy. That is what President Chamisa has said. And that is what Mnangagwa knows to be a fact. And he's trying to buy a legitimacy through the back door. You can't. With President Chamisa, you have one simple problem. You have one simple problem. He has several degrees, five of them. He has studied politics, international relations, the law. He studied business. And you're not going to simply cheat him by cooking tea for him at State House and think that you're going to get it. You are, for the first time, Mnangagwa, dealing with a person who's genuinely educated, genuinely understands the people that voted for him. So we have a serious problem here. If Nangagwa doesn't understand what most Zimbabweans already understand.
Thank you, Dr. Swanda. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller. Let's just speak. Tinamkoma Clinton. Mkoma Clinton.
Mayadini.
Takasimba, tinivu tenda utimakwansa kumbubata ya nyukweka nguwa dipindaye mdariru.
Ndaida uti ndi ndida kupindira wangu kuzinda wanguni. Ndaida kuna kutu ndati kianini, kuna zese, zeku singi mboko wani, zeku roho wani zi. Usaka naurana, jati zininge giri zeyu. Ndaida kutu kwa wini naurana, antikufa kwe wani, ele nivu roho kwe wani, ndodi ndio naurana, takasari sana nabia. Inafona kutanga dagadiriko kutu zuni zi, zisa zui tika zi zakari. Saka naurana, jati zi zina za zini urshanda kana wakunga tarifu kufa kwe wani. Ni zi tika mzimbabu. Naurana, zi zi zika na ekonomi yetu ininda kubi.
Waguni, anzi mfuzi waka nangana nemu.
Gaini pindi la nchiti, again, itineja mgetrute ya nzuo uneri vapana. Nyaya ili mudari ilo, ndeye kudiskasa the national agenda. Zimwe nyaya zese hizi, zine ziruku gaziris kwa nyaya zikuti kwa kaita mirushonga mnyika. Ziruku gaziris kwa ziruku vanu, wangu sungwa, wangu enesu wakumatari, zino endera na nimte muwe nyika. Anisi hizo ziruku zigati garepa, sisi chauri. Chiruku zigati garepa, sisi chauri for the armpit time. Inyaya yukutarisa the national agenda, we have vision 2030. We have the national strategic plan that is in place. We have the economy that has not yet started performing to our expectations, and we are saying all Zimbabweans who want to participate in the reinvigorating of our economy should come to the table, discuss their ideas so that we can together move
ahead.
Unu waneza msangano ano ziwa zahari kutingani taurila nini, those are things we discuss. We are not looking at all other issues. Kana tine ziwe nyanate kutuwa kutuwa shuwa hapana kana kutuwa urba.
Yes.
We cannot discuss everything.
Mungoti idimu mwe waguni kuti idimu kupindra mkoma Clinton wara kupunza mkutuwa 2023 mnima wina zakari rima elections.
Of course, it's good to have a winner. It's good to have a loser. It's not a good thing. This is what I'm going to my good friend, Dr. Swanda, there. If there are issues about the electoral issues, now I'm going to say 2023. Last 2018, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, they should prepare to run a clean election in 2023, as we are doing already.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the issue on the table here.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mkoma Clinton, tinotenda kukuru. Gibbs nguwe uchidza vatereri nerurimi rweshona kuti munyika. Mutungamiri wenyika vaya Masana Munangagwa. Nasi vatara tsaona yakaitika yekumigodhi miviri iri kukadoma uku. Vatara kuti inational disaster. Hurumende inenge ichibatsira vakashaika mutsaona imomo. Anzi munhu ega ega akanga ari mugodhi imomo anenge akashaika anenge achiwana mari neta $1,000. Negumbeze nezvimwe zvavanenge vachizobatsira nazvo kuti munhu iye anga achizokwanisa kuchengetedzeka kana kuvigwa itsaona iri kutarisirwa kuti inogona kunge yakatora upenyu hwevanhu hwakawanda nekuti pari kunzi pasi ipapo paipindawo vamwe vaipinda mumigodhi imomo zviri kunze kwemutemo saka kune vanhu vanozivikana vanofunga vangangosvika 23 vanga vakanyorwa kunzi ndovapinda asi zvinonzi kune vaipindawo nerwesteri vachipinda mumigodhi iyoyo yakavharirwa nemvura yakaita tsaona inotarisirwa kuti inogona kunge yakavharira vanhu vangada kusvika kana kuzana vari pasi pemugodhi pasi pevhu
iye kunjalo ke kona ngale kepekifes kuti kufa vantu sivina vanenge imugodhi yatebe semba kona kumbe ligolide kumbe kuini kungena manzi amanzi amangalisayo kakhulu abantu babhubha khonapho iye kusanjalo ke sibuyele kuba unkulule kusibanda baba sibanda nxa sikhangela ke okhulunywa ngumnumzana uguni lapho ukuthi hayi phela ake si chieni kancane loko kwelegitimacy lokunye okuthize sikhangele okubuyayo khonoko ukuthi kube le nkulumo njalo lokuthi phela kulokhetho luzabuya nxa lokho elikhonona cabangani ngokhetho olubuyayo lilikhotha ngakhonoko okukhona kathesi pho liqhubeka njani ngako konke lokhu baba Sibanda nxa ukuthi kusahlupa khona ukuthi umnangagwa alimboni njengo president pho kumele kwenziweni baba
udibethi mala ngolokuthi umnumzana ngathi isifunde esikhulu esingu Dr. Boni singakhanye ngani sibe dubole i-1 ukhanye ngani akakazwisisi ukuthi into ehamba eyenzakala ekhaya ekuthiwa zinkulumo lezivela ngaphi njalo isithi isiphocela sayo lesi sifo sayo iqiniso elikhona ngelokuthi layo umnumzana umnangagwa ukuviziwa ukuthi yi-post election dialogue akubizanga wathi yivision 2020 dialogue be-2030 dialogue ukubize wawufaka egcekeni ukuthi lapha kukhulunyiswana ngendaba yokuthi ngemva kokhetho kukhanye ngani akubanga lokuhlaliseka ilizwe lokhu limi manzonzo ngakho sithi simazise ukuthi hayi bo umnumzana unakagwala nxa ehamba ngaphetshe emazweni thina silaba abantu abasifonelayo besibuza uhambe sithina wabiza ukuthi nokukhulumisana kade yini i-MDC ingabuyanga bese simtshela ukuthi upresident Jamis ukliye njalo uzulu wonke i-United Nations European Union abanye abantu abe-African Union wonke amazwe atho ukuthi kakube ne-America but akube nokukhulumisana okusegcekeni njalo okudinga ukuthi ilevele yephambili lilungisa indaba ezenziwa indaba yokhetho olungalunganga njalo umuntu wonke emhlabeni jikelele ukhangele ngaleyo ndlela therefore i-idea ka-Dr. Gune ukuthi hayi we don't want to talk about anything but we want to talk about the economy he will be the only person and if President Mnangagwa thinks the same there will be two of them in the world of about 7 billion people who think that the problem in Zimbabwe is almost entirely about vision 2030 no one thinks about that no one who has a brain really put it that way everybody yes. says the problem in Zimbabwe is partly political and needs to be resolved in order for our country to move forward
siyawuza kakhulu ke sithatha babumbongeni sidole ecingweni lapha wabongani sidole kunjani
ngiyaphila waba njani
ye ngamafutshane sibili isikhathi sesihambile ubona njani udaba lolu okukhulunywa ngumlangagwa ukuthi kumele kube abantu bahlalisane kwele Zimbabwe njalo abantu bamanyane sibili ubona njani kwakhe lokho
hayi lokhu khona kungumbono omuhle kodwa inkinga ekhona ukuthi umnangagwa uphonga ukukhuluma nje into angayazi uhlele ekhuluma thina ukhetho waluwina kodwa nanku waluwina ukhetho but uyahluleka ukubusa kuhlibize umnangagwa nguye umuntu osenkingeni enkulu laphaya ngoba i-MDC nayo mayingavumeli ukuthi isebenze nomnangagwa izobe izilimaza yona ngoba lento leyo kufuneka bayikhumbule ngo-2008 lapho umnangagwa umgabe abusa khona lo thangirayo kodwa abantu ekugcineni bagcina bevotela futhi umgabe bethi ngiyeselungisa izinto so i-MDC ingavumi yona ukuhlangana nomnangagwa umnangagwa yena uthi yena waliwina lolu yakhetho ne-3rd majority ephalamende akasebenzeke esibone ukuthi bazeyizane anthile kuze befikisa lolo khetho luza angithi bathi kukhulunywe ngokhetho luzayo abantu sebenzeke sibone ukuthi bazeyizani njengoba nakho sekumehlula kumanje yena nguye okuncindezelo olukhulu manje olukhulu okuthi abantu bezimbabwe uzobakhupha kuyinkanjani kulolu hlupho ababhekane nalo nguye osenkingeni enkulu i-opposition yona ingabi nendaba uchamisa angabi nendaba noma uyezani umnangagwa ezani amazwe asebonisile ukuthi mna wena into ekhona hambe ekhulumisana nabantu bezimbabwe ngikhona izinto ezizolunga i-amerika sikhulumile wonke amazwe nje asekhulumile ngitshoyayo nisadithi noma bengakubeki kucace but bamtshela bebodwa ukuthi mnangagwa wena hambe ekhulumisana labantu labana izinto ezizolunga ayikho into engalunga ngaphandle kokuthi mnangagwa akhulumisane nabantu bezimbabwe naphaya i-MDC kakhulu akhulumisane naye yikho izinto ezizohamba kahle maye ngehluleka lokho umbuso wakho uzofadalala uzodliwa ngo-2023 ngeke athole lutho izanu pfefu akusela lutho nje siphelile vele
Yes, sibonge kakhulu-ke mnumzana mbongeni sithole ungadibela kusasa ube nempela viki enhle mfowethu
yebo
yes that is Mr. Mbongeni Sithole he's saying that you know instead of Mr. Nelson Chamisa Mr. Mnangagwa is the one who is in a political bind so at the end of the day he's trying now to you know extricate himself from all these other problems so he says you know the experience of 2009 that is the unity agreement between the MDCs and ZANU-PF actually gave Chamisa some kind of insight of what can happen if you just go into ZANU-PF's den. So he says, Mr. Chamisa shouldn't make that mistake. He should let ZANU-PF rule and see what happens next. He says, Mr. Kuni was talking about 2023 elections. Let him talk about those elections. But the fundamental issues are the economy and all those things that are not going well. Yes. So he says, why look beyond these are serious problems.
Concentrate on this one. There's one of our listeners. He's Dr. Moose Ngube, who is the MDCT North America Organizing Secretary. He sent a question to Dr. Mkulule Goswanda. He said, what proof does MDC have that convinces Zimbabweans that Nelson Chamisa was the winner of the elections? That has not been addressed before. Dr. Mkulule Goswanda.
Yes, look, I think the question is neither here nor there. The proof we have was, and I'm shocked that Chairperson Muzi hasn't got this. In August 2018, we went to Chief Justice Malava with the utmost faith that he would act in accordance with the operation of the law, and told him that we have evidence, impeccable evidence, that ZEC was operating election counting servers that were on the 24th floor, that were being kept on the 24th floor of the Reserve Bank, and that those servers had the correct results of the election, and that it would be useful for the court to subpoena them so that they be brought before them. You see, the law is a very clever thing. It says, if the court knows that there is evidence that I, Nkululeko Sibanda, committed a crime, the court can force me, even if I don't want, to go and reveal that evidence if it's hidden in my house. If I don't want that evidence if I don't want to bring it, the court can send its messengers to go and grab that evidence and bring it to court. That is what we say to Chief Justice Malava. The evidence is there on the 24th floor of the RBZ. Go and get it. Send your messenger to court. And Chief Justice Malava said, I don't even want to do that. Don't even tell anyone you told me that truth. You see, the lack of the operation of law in Zimbabwe is the one that needs, that does not need evidence. Mr. Muzi must know, as a matter of fact, that I have a letter that we wrote to Chief Justice Malava asking for him to subpoena ZEC to bring in, to go and collect evidence which indicated that President Chamisa won by 2.6 million and that some people in ZEC were able to show that the evidence was impeccable. Now, anybody who still doesn't believe that, we then went to court with a different matter. Of course, yes, because the court refused to go and pick up the evidence. You live in the United States there, and you know, every day people are subpoenaed by Congress, are subpoenaed by a grand jury to come and give evidence against their own will. The Zimbabwean law also allows people and institutions to be subpoenaed. And Chief Justice Malava is effective in going to ask him, refuse to go and collect the ZEC server from the Reserve Bank. It is fact, and Zimbabweans must know this.
Thank you so much.
I think Dr. Muzi had Dr. Nkululeko's response. Yes.
Just a Mr. Kuni, I guess he wants to call someone else. So your last word, Dr. Kuni.
Yes, let me start by saying a couple of things. The first thing is that let me quickly address the issue that Dr. Muzi was asking Dr. Nkululeko Goswanda. Even someone with a half a brain in Zimbabwe knows that the MDC Alliance lied to the whole country that they had evidence proving that they won the election, which evidence they failed to provide. Everyone knows that. So they didn't have evidence then, they don't have evidence now. They cannot tell us that someone told them that there was evidence on ZEC servers which they don't have access to. So that's not an issue. Going back to the subject matter, there is only one president in Zimbabwe, and that's President Mnangagwa, who is running the country. He is the one who called for a national dialogue. He has an agenda for it. That's what we are following. We are not going to be told by Chamisa and his other people what he wants to be discussed. If Chamisa and his other people don't want to participate in the national dialogue, they are free to do so. They are free not to participate. No one is holding a gun to their head and forcing them to come to the national dialogue. There are many other Zimbabweans who can be useful in the transformation of our national economy and in ensuring that there is peace and tranquility, law and order in our country. Those are the issues we want to focus on. Pertaining to people who were talking about the 2030 vision and the elections in 2023, let me remind everybody that that was not the focus of my point. I was simply answering a question from a listener. Let's be fair in this debate and this discussion, and let's be focused on the issue at hand. If we try to address everything, then we'll achieve nothing. The point of the matter is, there is a president in Zimbabwe who is legally in power, and he has an agenda, and he is calling on all Zimbabweans who want to participate in the true national development to take part and move towards that agenda. That's what we are calling Zimbabweans to do.
Thank you so much, Mr. Dr. Kuni. Thank you so much, and thanks for joining us, because you were rushing somewhere, and then we kept you by the caller. Mm-hmm. But thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
I think we've got a caller.
Tina, Anzi, Vanonzi, Comrade Gabarino Cheka. Vanzi, Arbarunare. Eva, Gabarino Cheka.
Hello, Marasi, Marim, Goma.
Tava, Tiroa, Penyu, Munga, Zora, Bichara, Volume, Redi, Enyo.
No, and that girl.
Tavurai, Munga, Zuru, Kumanya, Ngoti, Dim.
Tava, Zora, Nara, Zora, Nara, Mugoma.
Phone,
okay, so I think we can do it.
Dr. Spanda, some few seconds now.
Look, it's very clear that Zimbabweans are very aware of what happened in the country. Mnangagwa is not a stranger to them. They know the things he's done. They know his history in Gukurahundi, his history in Murambatwina, his history in the 2008 elections, his history in the murders that have been taking place in the country since November 2017, and they know his history in between. They know that it's not just enable Mugabe. They know that when Mugabe was ready to go in 2008, Mnangagwa kept him in place, almost kept him. So I can assure Zimbabweans that their president, that President Nelson Chamisa, will not be blindsided by these crooks. If they think that they'll crook him or sort of frog march him into some kind of sideshow, he is a seasoned, disciplined politician, highly qualified, and will handle the matters at the very highest standard.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Frank Kuni of ZANU-PF, and Dr. Nkululeko Swanda, MTC Presidential Spokesperson. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., hoping that you have a lovely, lovely, lovely weekend. Bye-bye.
Thanks also to our listeners who joined us tonight on Live Talk. Please remember tomorrow to listen to other Studio 7 programs. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndotumurare zvakanaka.